kiss you like I'm kissing you right here. Girl, I've never gone to Jacksonville, Georgia, but after holding you all night, I wanna. This ain't a margarita, can I get your number? Meet me by the water, text, hook it up, see you next summer. See you next summer. No, this ain't. See you next summer. I'll see you next summer.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More than a million Palestinians have fled their homes in anticipation of a sweeping Israeli ground offensive in Gaza.
Israeli forces, supported by U.S. warships, have gathered along the Gaza border and are preparing for what Israel says will be a broad campaign to dismantle Hamas. Aid groups warn an Israeli ground offensive could hasten a humanitarian crisis. A week of blistering airstrikes have demolished neighborhoods, but have failed to stop militant rocket fire into Israel. The war began on October the 7th. And has become the deadliest of five Gaza wars for both sides, with thousands dead. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Israeli military says terrorists are holding 199 hostages in Gaza. That is a higher number than previously reported. Multiple media outlets report Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has invited President Biden to visit Israel in the midst of the conflict. The president, meanwhile, has canceled a planned trip to Colorado today. Instead, Mr. Biden expected to hold a series of high-level meetings with aides on Israel and the growing humanitarian concerns in Gaza. The president favors the elimination of the terrorists targeting Israel, while also supporting a future Palestinian state.
The president backs Israel's right to defend itself and believes taking out Hamas and Hezbollah is a necessary requirement. However, interviewed on CBS's 60 Minutes, he warned against an Israeli occupation of Gaza. The president said there's a difference between Hamas terrorists and Palestinian civilians.
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. The nation's third largest pharmacy chain has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Rite Aid facing declining sales as well as numerous opioid-related lawsuits. Stocks sharply higher so far this morning on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow is up 210 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Donald Trump's indictment proves that saving America is not going to be easy. There are entrenched powers that are fighting this with everything they've got. They want to keep control over the country, the narrative, and the nation's money supply. Hi, I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst, a Christian author, an evangelical leader. I speak to millions of people every week, people just like you. You see, what the elites are doing is using inflation and government handouts and now central bank digital currencies to determine how they're going to control America. And that's why I recommend all Christians start a gold IRA from the Birch Gold Group, because physical precious metals are one of the few ways you can maintain control over your own savings. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and you'll see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached. Text the word FAITH to 989898 and you're going to be blessed by taking action right now.
A Russian governor is in hot water for some anti-Ukraine war remarks.
Natalia Komarova, governor of the Shantymansiysk region and a member of Putin's governing party, is accused of discrediting the armed forces after telling residents the country wasn't prepared and has no need for its war in Ukraine. Critics are calling on authorities to investigate the remarks, but Komarova is not facing any charges so far. A video shows her making the comments while speaking to a soldier's wife who claims that the men mobilized to fight are poorly prepared for the front line. Komarova is seen telling residents they hadn't been prepared for the invasion, comments that quickly spread online, leading pro-war activists to denounce her to authorities. Russia, at the start of the war, approved legislation which outlaws disparaging the military. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Students and teachers in France observing a moment of silence today to honor a teacher fatally stabbed last week by a suspected Islamic radical. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some Mexican residents residing near the California border could get in-state tuition rates.
The legislation signed Friday by Governor Newsom creates a pilot program for some low-income Mexicans who want to attend certain community colleges in Southern California. The program will run through 2029. Proponents of the legislation say it will lower a barrier for people living near the border to receive an education and prepare to join the workforce. It resembles similar legislation in Nevada that allows residents who live near the California border to get discounted tuition at Lake Tahoe Community College. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A House vote on a new Speaker of the House may come around noontime tomorrow in D.C. In the meantime, business in the lower house of Congress remains on hold. Since ousting Kevin McCarthy earlier this month, Republicans have been unable to come up with a successor. Ohio's Jim Jordan has been nominated for the speakership. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies in store for today with highs working up into the upper 50s. Lover winds out of the north at 5 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, winds turning calm, a low of 33. For Tuesday, cloud cover to start, gradually clearing skies into the afternoon, working up to 54. Then a chance for some showers developing on Wednesday with mid-50s for highs. Rain still looking likely on Thursday with a high of 51 degrees. And into your Friday, still lingering chance for some showers mainly through midday, upper 40s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now it's 42.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Straight for you. What could I even think about?
98 Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Got a girl from the south side. Got brazen hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell off my chair. Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back, like Cadillac seats. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30. Tall grass with my lips on hers on a highway to heaven at the south of a smile. Get there when we get there, every inch is a mile. Body like a back road, driving with my eyes closed. I know every curve like the back of my hand. Doing 15 in 30.
There at 98 Q Country and Body Like a Back Road. 50 are high today. 44 is where we sit right now. Of course, the news of the world continues to be Israel, Hamas. Over the weekend, thousands of residents of northern Gaza attempted to flee. They were fleeing south to avoid potential ground invasion from Israel, and Israel told them to leave. So this is in retaliation, of course, for the Hamas attack that killed 1,300 people, including at least 29 Americans. In a 60 Minutes interview last night, President Joe Biden is warning Israel that occupying Gaza would be a big mistake. He said that Hamas and the extreme elements of the Hamas do not represent all the Palestinian people. And Joe Biden went on to say that he thinks that it would be a mistake for Israel to occupy Gaza again. But he added, quote, taking out the extremist is a necessary requirement. The U.S. has backed Israel since the October 7th attack. The U.S. is also expanding their military presence near Israel to deter a hostile reaction. So that is the major news story. And it just seems like it's, ever since I can remember, I've been on this planet 57 years, ever since I can remember, there has been religious and ethnic battles in that part of the world. And it has escalated to maybe its highest, not the highest, but a pretty high level. And that'll continue to be the story here, I'm sure, for weeks to come. The battle in Ukraine continues, by the way. Yeah, Putin is still going after Ukraine. That's still going on, but that's secondary now, apparently. Apparently. Jeez.
Hi, I'm Darla, General Manager here at 98Q and Jack FM. Did you know there are over 30 million small businesses in the United States? Small businesses are the fabric, the cement, and your neighbor who will be the first to support charitable causes, provide local employment, and will shop local to keep the economy thriving. Today, shop local and support this awesome business.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear nutrition, that is. Located at 334 Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Load up your morning starting at 6:30 with one of Jennifer's loaded specialty teas. Or try one of her delicious healthy shakes available in a variety of tasty flavors like cake batter, orange Julius, caramel macchiato, Bahama Mama, and newly added caramel apple sucker, just to name a few. Whether you're looking for a faster, healthy alternative for breakfast or lunch, or maybe an afternoon snack, stop in or text your order to Jennifer at 715-661-8213. It's delicious, healthy, fast, and convenient at Oh Dear Nutrition on Division Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open 6 days a week starting at 6:30 a.m.
All right, we got Pete on the line with us from Wheelway, right on Highway 13 in Fifield. And Pete, people have been busy this summer traveling, hitting those potholes. Maybe the brakes are squealing. You guys help them out with a little service work there, right?
Absolutely. We have master certified mechanics ready to help you out. It doesn't matter if it's, you know, oil change, your brakes, your tires, even a new engine. We're ready to help you out.
All right. And people can check out that shop where you got all kinds of specials for the service department, right?
Hey, you know what? We're the home of the $39.95 oil change and many discounts off brakes, tires, mufflers, engines, transmissions, whatever it is. Make sure you check your local shop route and save money today.
All right. They can go online for their service appointment or they can give you a call there, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
All right. We'll be right there in Fifield, Wisconsin, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers, available at Walgreens. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hey y'all, my name is Sierra, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Yeah, I've been throwing down the whiskey. I ought to get my money back. Someone said it drowns a memory. Oh, but it ain't doing jack. Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing. Something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pulling 92 on it, feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth.
she gone. Oh, but I must be doing something wrong. Cause I've been working hard to fade your memory. Baby, but the only thing faded is me. I need something you prove. Something stronger than I'm used to.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning.
it's off this time.
Truck bed Hardy there at 98Q Country. Today's amazing and interesting facts comes to you courtesy of Charles Schulz and the Peanuts comic strip. Here are 11 things that you may not have known about Peanuts, Charlie Brown, Snoopy. Charles Schulz did not pick or initially like the name for his comic strip, Peanuts. And I guess typically, we call it Charlie Brown, right? Is Charlie Brown on? We don't refer to it as Peanuts, typically, but that's what it is, of course. He wasn't real fond of that, actually. It wasn't him that came up with it and was fond with it, but he said, okay. Snoopy, you know that Snoopy, and this was a trivia question, I think, on our old radio trivia we used to do. Snoopy actually has 5 siblings that they mention in the show. 5 siblings. I guess that makes sense. A litter of puppies all makes sense. And they mention it during the show various times. Charlie Brown's dad. Did you know what Charlie Brown's dad did? Now, if you watched every single Peanuts episode and all the Charlie Browns, you would know that although adults barely are featured in the Peanuts world that Charles Schulz created, Charlie Brown's parents are 2 who are given the tiniest semblance of personalities in the comic strip. And by personalities, we mean job descriptions. Charlie Brown's mom was a housewife and one of the only characters who calls Charlie Charlie, while his father is a barber, just like Schulz's dad was in real life. So Charlie Brown's dad does not actually appear in the comic strip, but he is referred to oftentimes. So Charlie Brown's mom, housewife, Charlie Brown's dad, a barber. Remember the little red-headed girl? The red-haired girl that was never given a name and is never seen in the comic strip. They talk about Charlie Brown's, friend, the redheaded girl. She was never seen and never given a name in those episodes. Linus did not speak for the first 2 years. The first 2 years that it came out, Linus did not say a word. Just had his blanket, sucked on his thumb. Sounds like a good gig if you can get it. A trombone was used for Charlie Brown's teacher's voice. You know, the wah, 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 wah. How did they create that? Somebody somewhere has a story about being the trombone of Charlie Brown's teacher. Awesome. Peanuts was the first major comic strip to feature a minority character, Franklin, of course, in the comic strip. Charles Schulz once killed off a character because she was so unpopular with the readers. In November of 1954, Charles Schulz introduced a new female character to the Peanuts strip. Her name was Charlotte Braun, a loud, brash character who was mean to the counterparts. And they eliminated her because nobody apparently liked her. The final Peanuts comic ran the day after Charles Schulz died. Not sure if you knew that. Peanuts comic strips are no longer drawn. They are done computer-generated wise, which makes sense, I guess. And there is a Peanuts documentary that never aired. There's a documentary about Peanuts, but apparently that documentary has never aired. So some pretty interesting, in-depth, fascinating things about Chuck and the gang.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wick's Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts Store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected this afternoon with highs around 48. North winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy again tonight, lows dip down to about 33. Cloudy tomorrow, highs level off around 54. Mid-50s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning cooler Thursday with highs in the low 50s. Showers continue. Take a look at the extended forecast, 48 on Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 48 this afternoon. Lows level off around 33 tonight. A high of 54 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 43.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store.
Really cool station.
98 Q Country.
Yesterday's classics, 98 Q Country.
Now I've wasted a paycheck on whiskey and long necks ever since you left, trying to figure this out. This jack I've been drinking's been wasted on things.
some of the news headlines going around. Keep you updated. Maybe you were dropping through the woods this weekend and you just didn't pay attention to much. That's fine. I'll get you some cliff notes here. A group of, I'm not saying it's going to be good, but this is what's going on. A group of masked neo-Nazis were protesting outside the home of Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey on Saturday. That was, they were chanting and holding signs which said, New England is ours, the rest must go. Good to see people using their free time productively over the weekend. My goodness. A plane landed in Tampa last night carrying 270 Americans from Israel. The Florida governor has arranged, he arranged that flight to help evacuate some of the war and some of the people over there who are trapped because of the war going on. Senator Chuck Schumer is heading up a bipartisan delegation in Israel and was rushed to a bomb shelter when Hamas rockets targeted Tel Aviv over the weekend. A group of Israeli Americans has claimed responsibility for projecting images of children and elderly people taken hostage by Hamas onto the side of the United Nations building in New York. A hardline Republican has flipped the state of Louisiana from Democrat control. Republican Attorney General Jeff Landry will replace the term-limited Democratic Governor John Bel Edwards. Three people injured by a shooting at the state fair in Texas over the weekend. Also, Republican Lauren Robert, a Colorado Republican who has publicly criticized drag shows, was found to have spent $300 from campaign finances at her ex-boyfriend, at her ex-boyfriend's gay-friendly bar. They're just reaching now, aren't they? People, just pay attention to your own business. Just stop it. It's just, oh, man. At least 27 people perished and 70 others are missing after a boat capsized in the Congo River. That happened over the weekend. That's enough, right? That's enough. Oh, now we don't need to know about that. So we have an interesting bunch of news headlines going on. $300. We have a Title Town report. The Packers, it seems like forever. It's going to seem like forever by the time the Packers hit the field again. Maybe they'll come back healthy. Everybody else, I think every single player that played this past weekend is hurt in the NFL. That seems to be the way it's going. It's just the injuries are absolutely insane. People are getting bigger. They're getting faster. They're stronger. They're colliding at rates that we've never seen before. And the injuries just continue to pile up every single game. Every week we have people kneeling on the field praying for other people. And that's just what the NFL is now. It's a violent sport. We have Packers Title Town update in just a moment. John St. John making his way in. We are in for a pretty nice week weather-wise. I know it's a little cloudy and cool out there right now, but I think you're going to like the week as a whole. We'll get you an update on that along with the Title Town update in just a moment. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Get ultimate durability and extreme weather performance with Rain-X Advantage wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase a pair of Rain-X Advantage wiper blades and save $10, plus get 2x O-Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades for free. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. Hi, I'm Martha Stewart, and I have a question for you. You know that unwelcome guest everyone wishes would just leave already? That's COVID-19. That's why I got a COVID shot this season, designed for recent variants. Got it?
Learn more and schedule this season's updated COVID-19 shot at vaccines.gov.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
The next time you buy a cart full of groceries, make that car payment, or write that big mortgage check, ask yourself, what would my family do if I wasn't there to buy those groceries, make that payment, or write that check? If you didn't like the answer, ask a State Farm agent about life insurance and start getting some answers you will like. Welcome to that place where doing it for them meets doing it today. Get started by contacting State Farm agent Diana Skowinski, Highway 13, Park Falls.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain.
But we don't speak Spanish.
So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks. Babbel's conversational method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish.
Estoy muy emocionado para ir a España contigo.
Aw, he just said, I'm very excited to go to Spain with you. Nos vamos a divertir mucho.
And that means we're going to have a lot of fun.
Sí. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Today, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers are back to work today, fresh off their bye weekend off. They'll return to action Sunday at Denver against the Broncos. Matt LaFleur hoping to have Quay Walker and Darnell Savage back in the lineup, and offensively hoping to get Aaron Jones back as well. Elgton Jenkins said if there's something he hopes the offense will lean on in the next 12 games, it's the ground game.
Going forward, I feel like we can run the ball very well and getting our receivers open. But I feel like it don't start with the run game, making sure that we do our job up front so we can have those opportunities on the back end.
It's been a struggle for the Packers offensively. They have just 26 points in the first half of their five games combined, but Elgton Jenkins believes they're not far off.
I feel like we're there, but just the small things that just set the game apart. You know, in the NFL, everything is won off a game of inches. So I'm just being able to be in the right spot, doing the right things at the right time, just situation awareness and all and things like that. I feel like it'll take us a long way moving forward.
I'll have more after this.
Check the backseat. Check the backseat.
All right, come here.
Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Packers are out to show they are more than a 7-win football team. To do that, they need coaches and players to step up. They need to be more physical. They need to run and stop the run. Maybe the biggest disappointment to date has been the play of the offensive line. This offensive line was supposed to be good and deep. So far, they haven't been either. I'm Bill Scott. More from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
If you like it now,
hot new country.
If you liked it then.
Songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Throw it down.
dance like that, you got that little tattoo playing Peaky Boo on your back. Yeah, if you wanna impress me, baby, here's my plan. All you gotta do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up, I'm throwing it down. When you drive me home, take a long way around. You be my lowest lane, I'll be your Superman. All you gotta do is put a drink in my head. My head, Monday morning, that alarm clock sings. It goes bang, 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 while it rings. All I'll do is put a drink in my hand. Yeah, fill it up.
Down on 38, have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right now.